This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Helping you head into this week and this day the best way possible as we get into God's Word together for just a few minutes. Do you know in your life that your life was made by God? And it was made by God in such a way that life makes sense. Life fits together when God is in the middle of it. And if you have not encountered God yet in your life, I encourage you to get hold of a Bible and look in the table of contents and find the book of Mark and start reading about the life of Jesus and the message he brings to us and find out what it's all about to know God personally and have him involved in your life, relating to God in a more fruitful way. Well, this week we want to look at Jesus Christ and particularly his own prayer life, his relationship with God the Father, and some lessons for us that come out of that. I want to read from Mark chapter 1, verses 35 to 39. It says, "In the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place, and was praying there. Simon and his companions searched for him. They found him and said, 'Everyone is looking for you.' He said to them, 'Let's go somewhere else to the towns nearby, so that I may preach there also, for that is what I came for.' And he went into their synagogues throughout all Galilee, preaching and casting out the demons." Well, I think the lesson that comes to us from Jesus' prayer life with his Father here is that nothing is more important for my ministry to others in the future than my prayer life in the present. If you read the verses that came before the passage that we read today, you'll see that the day before this morning of prayer in Jesus' life was full of God at work through Jesus. Jesus' teaching that day had a huge impact on the people in Capernaum. And then that evening was full of miraculous healing. You might think that Jesus would want to sleep in the next morning, but no, he woke up early. He slipped out, let everyone else sleep, but his mind was on the ministry he would have in other towns. It would be so easy to think, well, God worked so powerfully in Capernaum. Surely the same will be true in the other towns as well. But Jesus was so aware that God's work through him would match his prayer life. I wonder, if God's work through you were to match your prayer life, would God be accomplishing a lot, or would he be accomplishing very little? You may be caught up in many, many activities, but if you are not bringing the issues of your ministry to others to God in prayer, then in all likelihood, the actual work of God through you is not very great. But if you make God the center of your ministry, you'll see God using you in powerful ways in the lives of other people. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.